Let us sing to God's praise and glory. Let us sing in Psalm 121, and the whole of the Psalm, 1 to 8. Psalm 121, I to the hills will lift mine eyes. From whence doth come mine aid? My safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth has made. Psalm 121. Let us join together in prayer. Let us pray together. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, as we sing these encouraging words from the psalm, help us to be encouraged this morning. As once again we gather around the open scriptures, and while there is the closure of churches for a number of reasons, and there is a certain kind of bondage that we feel in these strange circumstances, help us to remember, O God, Paul's great words to Timothy, that even though Paul himself was bound, the word of God was not bound. And we remember that the word of God is never bound, that it is, as it were, the living voice of the living God, and is going to be heard, because God is determined to be heard, and that people will listen and live and learn the way of salvation. So we rejoice again that the scriptures are not barred from us, that the grace of God is not withheld from us, that the people of God throughout the world have always had to face trying times, adversities in life, difficulties to overcome, difficult choices to make in difficult times. And yet there is always grace, always wisdom provided. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, the scripture reminds us. And so this morning we pray for that wisdom, how to hear the word of God at this particular time, not just to hear it, but to heed it, to learn its message, to understand that God's word reveals to us God's ways and God's will, although it is a mysterious thing. in so many areas of which we have very little conception. Nonetheless, we know that the will of God for salvation and sanctification, growth in grace, service to the church and to the world, and all the things that are required of us to live the life of faith and faithfulness, all these requirements are supplied. And in the scriptures we find teaching specifically, we find commandments, we find examples, we find implicit references and explicit words pointing to us the way. This is the way, walk ye in it. And so as we gather here again to worship, O God, we give thanks that the Church of Jesus Christ is indestructible because he is alive forevermore. He has conquered death. He has told us that he will build the church. The gates of Hades will never be able to prevail against it, never be able to destroy it, never be able to resist the purpose and the preaching of the gospel in all the earth before Christ comes again. And as we think about these things this morning, O God, in the midst of temporary difficulties, we pray that we would learn to look away from the immediate things that might dishearten us, and to look at the big picture of the gospel, the good news, the message that tells us what the end is going to be like, and how there is a glory to be revealed, and it will be revealed, and Christ shall come, and all opponents and all false religions and all opposing kingdoms will be laid aside, destroyed, and the kingdom of God will be established and seen to be that wonderful reality that the scripture even now tells us that it is. We look, Heavenly Father, to the things that are unseen, not to the things that are seen. The things that are seen are always temporary, and the things that are unseen are the eternal and the real things. So we look into the scriptures again this morning. We listen to the writings, these words which are inspired, accurate in all that they touch upon, without contradiction, without confusion, and without any deceitfulness, written by men who were led along by the Holy Spirit, writing exactly as God the Spirit would have them write, for our salvation, our wisdom, making us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. So as we gather, we remember one another. We remember the denomination to which we belong. We pray, O God, as these others join with us now, that they and we together would be united in the bonds of the gospel and blessed in those bonds. We remember our families, always we pray for them, and always we have a concern for them. We are encouraged by those who are committed to Christ. We are discouraged by those who are not committed. And we pray for all, that those who know the Lord would grow in grace increasingly, that those perhaps who do not know, that they would come to know him, whom to know is life eternal. So help us as we worship now, O God. Lead us by the Holy Spirit into a proper mode of listening, not only taking heed what we shall hear, but also taking heed how we shall hear. May we be not distracted, or may we not be, as it were, looking away to other things, but listening in, looking in, and seeing the gospel as it is presented to us in the writings of the Holy Scriptures. All these things we know are written for our learning, for our encouragement, that we through the Scriptures might have hope. And so we embrace that hope this morning, O God, as once again we come to the holy throne of grace to find mercy for all our many sins and grace for all our times of need. This is our prayer, O God, and always and only we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now we're going to read in the first letter of Peter, in 1 Peter and in chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to read through the chapter. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia and Bithynia, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons, judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you, and so on. Now, the notices, of course, are the usual ones, the evening service at 6 p.m., Wednesday, of course, at 7 p.m. as usual, and the next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We do not know how long this closure will continue, but in the meantime, we will hopefully continue to produce these recorded messages, and we encourage you to listen in. Faith comes by hearing. Faith continues by hearing. Our fellowship is in the gospel, in the Father and in the Son and the Holy Spirit, and we are brought into this fellowship and continued in this fellowship through the living and the abiding Word of God that Peter has been speaking about. So these are the intimations regarding the future services, and we have to wait upon the mysterious and loving providence of God to see how things will work out. We continue then to sing to God's glory in Psalm 122, and we're going to sing the whole of the psalm. I joyed when to the house of God go up, they said to me, Jerusalem, within thy gates our feet shall standing be. Psalm 122, the whole of the psalm to God's praise.